Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Who is speaking, please?
This is Hashem.
H-A.
H-A-S. H-E-M.
S-A. H-A-S. H-E-M.
M, correct, yes.
Okay. My reservation code is 251.
251.
3401.
3401.
0024.
0024.
1808.
1808. Alrighty. I think we are missing a number here. Can you say it all over one more time for me, please?
Right. 2511.
2511. Okay, there we go. Go ahead, sorry.
3401.
3401.
0024.
0024.
1808.
1808. Alrighty, let's see what we can pull up for you here. Alrighty, are you calling from Reinhardt Chiropractic?
That's correct.
Alrighty, excellent. And let's see here. Am I speaking with Dr. Thomas Reinhardt?
That is correct.
That is correct. All right, great. Glad to hear that. And let's see here. I'm just going to confirm the information that I have on file and, answer any questions you have. Are you still at 152 Mansfield Avenue, Shelby, Ohio?
Correct.
44875.
Yes.
Excellent. And the phone number that I have on file for you here is 419-347-2786. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And what's a good email address for you?
I don't have one because we've had trouble. We had to discontinue it for a month because of Mexico did something to our email, so we had to stop it for a while.
Gotcha. Okay. And one more question for you here. What's the structure of your business? Are you guys like an LLC, a corp?
It's just a private business, a father and son combination.
So it's a
clinic.
Okay, so you're a sole proprietor?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and so, I mean, we have many programs available depending on, like, your specific needs. So let me know what you're kind of looking for here.
Okay, well, first of all, I need to ask you a question. I see they need to have an income of $100,000 a year.
You need to have that?
No, I say, do they need to have that?
Oh, no, they don't.
Absolutely. Oh, okay, because mine isn't. I had some major surgeries recently and had to be out for a while, so... What I'd like to do is figure out something to help me get over some, like, maybe $3,000 or $4,000 is all I really need to, get some of my bills paid and then get back in the swing of things. Pretty heavy.
Definitely can help you out with that. So you're looking for around $3,000 or $4,000?
Yes.
Okay. So just $3,000 to $4,000. It's not a big deal at all. And what do you want to use this money for?
I want to pay some of the bills that are past, and I've got a couple of credit cards that need to be reduced.
Okay, credit cards. Great. So there isn't really like some sort of return on investment here. It's more of just to pay off some bills.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. And when are you looking to do this by? Just as soon as possible, whenever you can?
Yes, as soon as possible. Yeah.
Great. So tell me a little bit about your credit. Would you say you're good, bad, or in the middle?
Well, because of these surgeries and everything, my credit score has been reduced. And instead of being in the 700s like it used to be, it's 560 at the present time.
560.
But I think it's gone up a little because I've been paying some of these bills and stuff, but...
Okay, good. So it was just due to these bills that it started going down for you, or
right, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So we'll say that you're right around here. And tell me a little bit about your sales. How were sales last year for you?
Well, I had 42,000 last year, and then I have my Social Security on top of that too, so that made it over 50.
Okay, gotcha. And what are you on track for this year?
I don't know. I think it's going to be right around the 40 again, and uh-huh. still have my Social Security, which will make it around 50 again. But okay. so it's out for a while, and it's reduced what my income was there for a while.
Right. No, I'm sure. How long have you been in business?
50 years.
No kidding.
Right on, brother.
Wow.
Still going strong.
Good for you. Good for
yeah.
you. Wow. Really,
I
really
love
good.
It.
That's great. So you guys are pretty well established over there then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. And my father was here before I. And so we have quite a family deal here in this community.
Very nice. So you're kind of just a family clinic that you've been running down for a while.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very nice. I like
that. I have a son that's in practice with me.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Continuing the family tradition. So how
right.
do you think that's really
yeah.
good in the industry then?
Well, my grandparents were both active in the very first chiropractic college. They graduated from the very first chiropractic college, and they were both druggists. And wow. they decided that they had such good results with chiropractic in their own personal lives that they decided to do that. And, of course, my mother was their daughter, and my father married their daughter. And so then it's just been a generation thing after that.
No kidding. So is it,
yeah.
I'm actually just curious, were you actually interested in going into this, or were you kind of just, you kind of grew onto you?
No, I was interested because I saw what my father was accomplishing uh-huh. with, and the patients that I talked to, as a kid growing up. And then I, of course, was experiencing the wellness concept of the chiropractic approach, and then
right.
I got interested in nutrition and activities with exercises and everything. So,
really, wow,
it's just been a wonderful thing.
It sounds like a wonderful thing, especially that it's a family thing too, and it's still going. You tell me you have a son in practice.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's pretty exciting. Are you? Are you the 100% owner of the company then?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And have you already kind of taken a look into doing some financing or trying to pick up a loan somewhere?
I kind of checked around at a couple of the local banks, and because my credit rating had been reduced, they were not going to do it. So
right.
then I thought, well, that's really too bad, since I've done banking with some of them, and
yeah.
It's just not that's unfortunate. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I mean, especially banks like that, usually they're not very relationship. We're a relationship-based bank.
Right.
They're more of, hey, let's take a look at your credit and,
right.
give you something crappy or deny you entirely. Did you end up applying with them and then just getting denied, or did they just tell you beforehand that it wasn't?
They told me
happen?
Beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I asked them about it, they said, well, what's your credit rating? And I told them, and it was reduced, and of course they said, well, we can't do anything unless it's in the 700s.
Pick it back up, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. And do you currently have any loans out on the business at all?
No, not on the... I have a brother-in-law who took over the balance that I had on my building, and I pay him about $1,000 a month out of my Social Security I did that to try and get my credit score up.
Gotcha.
And he was willing to help me out with that, so.
Okay, that's nice of him. And that's the only, actual loan that you have out? You don't have, a line of credit or anything?
No, it's just... No, like I say, just those miscellaneous little bills that are driving me nuts.
Okay, gotcha. So that's it, just some little bills. All right. So, I mean, based on what you told me, basically you're kind of just looking for a working capital program, which sounds
right.
like something that, would best fit, especially if you're just looking for $3,000 to $4,000 for, some bills and credit cards.
Right.
Credit around 560, and you said this year you're looking at around $50,000 plus with your Social Security.
Right.
Okay. and you are 100% owner of the company, and you've already looked into financing. Okay. And then all we have is that $1,000 a month that you're paying to your brother-in-law. So that's not an actual, it's not an actual loan from like a bank or anything.
No. That's his own personal.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like working capital for me. So I will request a couple of things from you. One is I need 6 months of your most recent bank statements. How do those look? You don't have any negative or anything like that?
No, I'm just wondering if I can even go get 6 months. That's an awful lot. I don't. We went to a different telephone system about 2.5 months ago, and they have screwed up our fax machine and our credit card machine. And so we're in the process of getting that straightened around, but they have just screwed around with us. And my son made the arrangements on that, so he's working on that right now.
Right.
So I would have no way. I mean, I'd have to try and gather all these things up and then send them in the mail to you, because I would have no way of faxing those things to you at this point.
Right.
Or emailing them either.
Like even at an at-home computer or anything like that.
Well, no, there's so much. I mean, you're asking for an awful lot of paperwork.
Yeah, because what we usually request is 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then the most recent tax return for the business. And then from there's also a one-page application. But you're telling me you don't have an email set up right now.
Right.
So there's also a one-page application that basically what that is, the name of you, name of the business, and general information, address, things like that. But besides that, the documentation that I need from your end is 6 months most recent bank statements and the most recent tax return for the business. Once I get those in, it goes, straight to the underwriters, and from there they come back to me, and then I let you know what I got for you.
Well, okay. Is there an address I can send these? Because I would have to look up and see. I'll have to gather all this stuff together.
Yeah, and physically mail it out, which is not a problem because I actually did get one of those just last week from Utah.
And, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and they sent it out. Let me just pull up the address for you here, since I can't really email it to you.
Yeah.
All right. So, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, so it's 8445 Camino Santa Fe. That's Camino space Santa space Fe, just F-E. And then it's...
Camino Santa, then what?
Fe, just F as in Frank, and then E.
Okay.
And then it's number 202.
202.
Right. And then San Diego, California, 92121.
Okay. And then the name I've used on the original name.
Yeah, you can,
it's what?
Just put my name on there. Hashem.
Oh, I don't put it in form of the name of the company?
Oh, name of the company. Yeah, sorry. I thought you already got that. Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah. It's what?
Bank of Cardiff.
It's Bank and spell Cardiff.
Yeah, it's C A R D as in dog, I, and then F F like Frank, Cardiff.
Okay. Then care of you.
I'm sorry?
I sent it to you then.
Yeah, you can just address it to me, and.
And it's H A S H.
E M, as in mother at the end.
E M, okay.
Yeah.
And that's your first name, or is that your last name?
Yeah, that's the first name.
First name? But that'll be it to you if I just put that. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be good enough. They'll know who I am. But when do you think you're gonna try and mail that out so I can look out for it?
I'll see how close I can get it together.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Sounds good. I can give you a call like Friday. Is Friday a good time for you?
Well, that's going to push it. This is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And I'm going to have to try and see if I can get my accountant to get some of this to me. And because I can't have it faxed to me because of the fax, he's going to have to mail it. So
right. So it might
it'd probably be better to check back with me on Monday or something.
On Monday, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Give you the weekend, too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll go ahead and check with you on Monday. And the phone number that I told you earlier, that was the best one for you, right?
Yes.
The 419-347-2786?
Correct.
Okay, then. Perfect. I will go ahead and give you a call on Monday, then, to follow up.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Doctor.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
No problem.
Bye.
Take care.